Let's reflect on what you did as a child in the sit-in demonstrations and all, and you were the first black, and then backlash you received, that maybe you would have thought back there in the 60s that maybe this thing is getting better. I don't know. Did you? And then if somebody, if I would have asked you then, well, let's look out to 30 years later. Yeah. Let's look out to 2022.
Yeah.
What would you think race relations would be like then? What do you think? Could you answer that question back then? Answer as a 25-year-old then. Answer the question.
I thought things were getting better and were going to be much better.
Yeah.
And here we are behind what was happening at that time. We were trying to open the doors, accommodation things. And here we are at a point where they're trying to squash and close down the right to vote, the right to learn your own history. So I thought things would be better.
So you think we've fallen back?
Yes.
In 2020, we had many riots.
Yeah.
Obviously, much of it was triggered by the murder of George Floyd. And then I saw polls estimated that between 15 million and 26 million people participated at some point in demonstrations in the United States. Mm-hmm. The largest protests in United States history took part in 2020.
Right. But also, people of all colors,
that's
what made the difference.
But then we should also mention that between May 26th and August 22nd, around 93% of protests were peaceful and non-destructive.
Yes.
But they were still feeling the need to demonstrate, to protest in a peaceful manner for things that you thought maybe would be corrected back in the 60s.
Right. And I believe, and because I was a part of it, I believe that the nonviolent protest is the most effective and it has the most stability. Then I really don't think you can fight your way out of any situation.
No.
I think you need to use your heart and your mind. People need to be more civil to each other. And I guess I thought things would be much better. Things would be much better. And today, sitting here today, I think we have gone backwards.
But maybe, you know, we've had all those feelings all along. And then the Civil Rights Movement came along in 1964. And then so We had to, not because we wanted to.
Right, right.
We had to be more accepting in positions and all that kind of thing. But underneath didn't mean that we changed the person.
Right.
Laws cannot change the people.
Absolutely.
And so as we've gone along all those years, and now we come out, and maybe some of it is finally
coming to the surface because...
Yes, I was going to use an ugly term. The pus head was burst.
Yeah.
It was always sick.
Right.
And now it's become even more open, maybe.
But I found, I think the people, like you said, it's come to a head. It's because they don't know the other people. They don't know. It's hard to, I believe, that it's harder to be ugly to somebody you don't know. And when we were little kids, they didn't know us. They reacted because of the color of our skin and reacted to everything because of the color of our skin.
I'm going to stop you. You said it's harder to be ugly to somebody. Isn't it easier to be ugly to somebody you don't know?
You know, no, you're right. It's easier. That's what I'm
right.
It's easier to be ugly to someone you don't know. But when you get to know that person, Then it's pretty difficult because you realize that person has the same dreams you have, grew up sometimes in the same way, had parents saying the same things.
Praying to the same God.
Praying to the same God, yes, absolutely. And it's because they don't know or they haven't bothered to know that person, to know that person. That makes all the difference in the world. How do you just decide you don't like me just because I'm another color?
And for history's sake, we're just going through the nomination of a new Supreme Court judge. She's a female black, Jackson, and she was actually asked if she thought babies were racist. And that's because of the critical race theories. And she was asked that question. And so here we have, in front of God and mankind, these kinds of questions. And do you go to church? And how often do you go to church? And you wonder if some of these questions weren't asked because the person was black. Some of it was asked because they, for political reasons, they wanted to do what they said. You would have thought that maybe this would not, and when you were 25, that would not be dealt with then.
Right.
However, it's wonderful to have a female black. back on the Supreme Court.
Yes, absolutely.
And she will be nominated. I mean, she will be confirmed this coming week.
I pray she does.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely. Right. But so, yeah, some of those questions just really just blew me away.
So there's so much of Martin Luther King's dream that probably, do you think it will ever be realized? We are...
In pockets, it's being realized every day all over the world. In pockets. I don't know. I pray we get to a point where when you meet a person, you don't automatically react to, they're so different because the color of their skin, which is, to me...
Right, but then we have other races. We have the Jews...
Yes, yes, yeah.
The Syrians.
Right, right.
And so they can't meet each other without having preconceived
notions about
same thing.
This is the way, yes.
It's the same thing. And,
yeah.
And there it's not color of the skin.
No, it's not color of the skin.
You know,
yeah.
So that'll always be there.
Yes.
I think this race issue will be here till the end of time. It can only get better. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yes, I agree. I hope and pray that it gets better. And you're right. With these, I do. I believe that it will. I would hope that it would happen in my lifetime. I don't think it will in my lifetime. But if you look at the young people today, they're friends with everyone. They have all kinds of friends.
Yep.
The people that are gay, the people that are disabled, the people, because there were a time where people didn't really communicate with people if you had a disability, if you were different. I think it'll happen ultimately, but I don't believe it'll happen in my life.
I think we are giving our young people opportunities to mix more than we did before. I have a 13-year-old grandson who's in a school where there's a nice diversity.
Yes.
And I can tell he doesn't see. He doesn't see the color.
No.
He doesn't see that color.
No, that's beautiful.
But, yeah, right.
Yeah, and I have some great grandkids, and they don't see color.
Right.
They just have friends.
And I should say the granddaughter,
that's
too.
That's my friend.
Who goes to the University of Mississippi, and she doesn't see that either.
Yeah,
right.
That's my
friend. So it's what we're teaching our children now, right?
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by World War II, and I've been reading a book, Berlin, and how the fall of Berlin and the Allied forces and all took it over. And they discovered that when Hitler's war was on, he rounded up 25 million children to indoctrinate them into respecting him and his theories of a white race.
Being superior.
And being superior, Aryan race, right?
Uh-huh.
And anything to do with Nazism.
Yeah.
And he was, the only good thing came out of it, it actually ended up protecting them from war, but they became orphans and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew how important it was to indoctrinate them.
Right. That they were superior, the rest of the people.
Right. Yeah. And so I don't want to give him credit for anything, but he did do that, rounded up 25 million children. I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, yeah.
And so... we need to be indoctrinating our kids is the only thing I can point I'm making here.
Yeah. Well, with the critical race thing, that to me is the most ridiculous. And here we are with a law that says teachers shouldn't be teaching. Teachers were never teaching critical race theory to kids. They were teaching history. And they were not placing somebody to be more superior or to be frightened of that person or to say negative things about this is what happened. It wasn't like that. History wasn't taught like that. And it's still not taught like that. But just the idea that people are going around, that you're going to get fired if you say the wrong thing about history.
Do you think that we can come up? Sometimes people are confused. What is critical race theory? And it's kind of tough to deal with and to explain it, I think.
Right.
Do you have a quick explanation?
No, I don't have a quick explanation. I know that it's a theory that's taught in law school.
Right.
But it has to do with the manner in which you teach the subject matter, where you would make a person feel like they have, that one person is the bully and the other person is the victim.
Right.
And that's not the way history has ever been taught.
And
the history teachers that I had, and I don't think teachers are doing that today. I think they are now so uptight about what can I say, what can I do, that they don't want to touch it. Kids need to know their history. And so in our community, you will know your history because your parents will tell you. We need to do more people in the church telling you, in the different organizations, you need to know your history. Mm-hmm. And because they passed this law does not mean that you don't have a right to know your history.
I read this morning in the paper, and this was in Tulsa, the school board elections are going to be held, and one of them running for school board was asked, well, what do you think about critical race theory? And she said, well, I don't know, but I do know that from K through 12, mm-hmm. we're not teaching it at all.
No.
We're not teaching it.
No.
It's not there.
No.
Right. So, anyway.